This upcoming Monday, November 13, the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library is excited to offer a teen and adult journaling program. There's something incredibly therapeutic about the art of journaling. Ever since I was little, I always had a diary or, as Greg Heffley from Diary of a Wimpy Kid would like to call it, a journal. As I matured, those diaries transformed into blogs, and they eventually dwindled with the advent of social media. Recently, I've been hoping to rediscover the magic of journaling because there's an indescribable rawness and reward in it. If you've never journaled before or are looking to get back into it, this may be a good starting point. Keep in mind, journaling is a personal journey, and there's no one right way to do it. You just do it. Whether you chronicle your daily adventures, list your long-term goals, or doodle a picture of your cat, just remember this is for your eyes only, so anything goes. During our session, our knowledgeable guide, Andrea van der Koya, will lead us through thought-provoking journal prompts, helping us to channel our thoughts onto paper. The whole idea of the program is to come in and set some good intentions for journaling, says van der Koya. Journaling is a really important mental health practice. Journaling is a really enjoyable creative practice, but it's sometimes hard to get started. To get into the spirit, each participant will be given their own journal to decorate and personalize. That makes you more invested in using it, said van der Koya. I like journaling because it allows me to look back and reflect on my past entries, witnessing how I've grown and evolved over time. Each entry represents a moment in history, captured on paper and ready for rediscovery years later, offering both contemplation and a touch of amusement. Journaling also serves to release tension and stress. When something is deeply troubling, jotting it down can be a cathartic release for negative emotions and energy. During the pandemic, self-care and mindfulness picked up in popularity. With more time at home, we could really use the time to focus on improving ourselves and staying healthy, mentally and physically. Now that we have resumed our pre-pandemic activities and life is back to normal, it may be a good time to reflect on the patterns of our everyday lives, set priorities, reflect on the past, and make plans for the future. The library is delighted to introduce this program next week, with intentions of continuing it into the coming year. We invite adults and teens to join us this Monday, November 13, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. This is a free drop-in program, and no registration is required. For more information on all our fall programs, visit bradford.library.on.ca. Till next week, happy reading. Natasha Philpott is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library. She can be reached at nphilpott@bradford.library.on.ca.